Hello, it's Chris.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Chris vs. the People. I am very excited for today's episode. We have someone who was an accidental getaway driver for a breaking and entering. We have someone who fell out of a friendship for a bathroom dispute, which I personally feel like I'm going to be an expert at getting down to. Then we have an Am I the Asshole about someone's boyfriend finding things in their notes app. And then finally, we have somebody whose friend is back from the dead? So stay tuned to find out what happens next. And then on the after show on patreon.com/Chris Clemens, I'm super excited because we're talking to someone who got pulled over on LSD with seven friends in their Kia Soul. Beep, beep. So if you want to join the Patreon, the link will be in the description of this episode. Oh my God, today something amazing happened, and that is Hilary Duff announced her return to music, and we're getting a docuseries in which they describe her rehearsing for live shows. Oh my God. Little me today has been like, you would have thought it was my birthday and wedding. I mean, I have never had my phone blow up so much. So many people were like, oh my God, how do you feel? Oh my God, how do you feel? And how I motherfucking feel is sweet 16 again. I mean, oh my God, this is so exciting. It is also a huge recession indicator. So many people commented that on the TikTok I made about it. And like, yeah, everybody is sort of like hitting up their greatest hits again, or like pulling the nostalgia card, which like, listen, honey, if you've got it, I'd play it too. And then also just a reminder to the people in or near Phoenix, Arizona, on October 4th, I'm doing a show live at 6 o'clock and 8:30 p.m. I think those are the times. You can check the description down below to fully find out. There's general admission and meet and greet tickets. So come on through. It's always a fun time. And the live shows are actually the reason that this podcast exists, is because there's a lot of crowd interaction. So come on through. It's going to be a fun time, and let's get to these calls. All right. The first person we're talking to, they said their name was Alias. I'm assuming they didn't want their whole identity out there. Hi, Alias. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. You're kicking off the episode with the time that you accidentally became a getaway driver for a breaking and entering.
Yes, that would be me. The only reason I'm staying under an alias is because I'm pretty sure there's still an ongoing investigation on it.
Oh my God, are they going to use us in a Netflix documentary one day?
No, nothing that horrible.
Oh.
Maybe, well.
I mean, like, I shouldn't be sad that it's nothing that horrible, because, like, that's a good thing. But I saw this and I was like, yeah, that is absolutely something that would happen to me. I would just be like, oh, you need a ride? Okay, I'll pick you up. Okay, so how did this come about and when was this?
This was a few years ago while I was in high school.
Okay.
Real killer of a time for me, let me tell you.
Wow, we have that in common.
Mm-hmm. So a little backstory. I was in like a decent group of friends, or so I thought. And I didn't drink when I was in high school. I was much more of a 420 gal.
Ah, okay. I was the opposite. But I look back and I'm like, I think I would have either been an amazing student or I would have dropped out in 10 minutes.
I was a great student. I was just high half the time. Anyways.
Honestly, come on, Hannah Montana. You have the best of both worlds.
Since I was never the drinker, I was always the designated driver for my group of friends in high school.
Uh-oh.
We were little deviants. I live in, like, a smaller town, so a lot goes on, small little place right outside of a big city. And I think there were four or five people in the car. Three of them were my good friends. Two of them were friends of the other friends of mine.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, well, y'all drive y'all around. And us being the 16, 17-year-olds that we were, they were like, we want to go ding-dong ditch while we're drunk. And I was like, all right, I'll drive.
Well, okay, is that something that you guys would do often, is like little pranks like this?
Kind of, yes. It was more of the friend of the friends idea, but no one was objecting, so I was like, I'll drive.
Wow, you are far greater than I, because if I was sober driving a car of people who I know were screaming something along the lines of, oh my God, pull over, Alias, I want a ding dong ditch. Yeah, I would have lost my shit. I would have said, bitch, buckle up. and I'm stepping on it so we can get home in time for my Domino's, which is getting delivered right now. Like, oh my God, you are so much stronger than I.
Well, this was the greatest thing. When I was driving, they would always buy me food.
There it is.
So the longer I drive, the more food I got. And oh, when you get the munchies, you get the munchies. So, because I live right outside of a bigger city, but I live in a small town kind of outside of the city.
Okay.
So there's like a bunch of townhomes in different neighborhoods. But there's also not much else to do unless you want to go into the city.
So all that there is to do where you are from is ding dong ditch?
Be deviant. We'll say that.
Okay, be deviant. What a fun little word.
We got into quite some trouble while I was in high school, but never got caught.
Well, it sounds like until now.
Still have never been caught. Neither was the kid that I'm going to be speaking about who did the breaking and the entering.
Oh my God. Okay, so everybody in the backseat is like, let's ding dong ditch.
Yeah, and I'm like, all right, where do you guys want to go? And mind you, everything that we would go to would be like 10 to 15 minutes outside of where we all lived. So it wasn't like we were driving far.
Okay.
So we would go to this whole community of townhomes, and I would park at the beginning of a street, and then they would all get out of the car, pick a house to go knock on or whatever, and then they'd start darting towards the car as I'm like slowly rolling forward. So they would all jump in the car, and then we'd go down to the next street.
Oh my God, you guys have like a whole fucking operation.
Oh, it was an operation, babe.
Oh my God.
Well, come to find out, one of the friends that I was with, his ex lived in the neighborhood. And mind you, they were all drunk.
Oh, no, I haven't forgotten that fun little aspect.
They said, let's go down this street. Mind you, I had no prior knowledge that this ex lived on the street until they got back into my car.
Okay, you answered my question for me. Thank you. So you truly are just driving the car thinking, my friends are drunk and want to have some harmless fun. That's what we're doing.
And I want to smoke weed when I get home and eat my free food. Yes.
No, that, and listen, that is your God-given right.
Exactly.
For now, until it's not, you know, but that's not the point. Okay, so you just truly are like babysitting. Good old-fashioned babysitting.
Yeah. Babysitting, listening to my music, watching these dumbasses like go up and down to these houses, see which ones have Ring cameras or not, and then watched a couple of them faceplant in the grass, a couple people come out and be like, hey, because we're doing this at like, mind you, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. Everyone's trying to enjoy their sleep, and we are just there to fuck up their night.
Okay, honestly, as a 30, almost 2-year-old man, I have to say, this is how I know I've grown up, is I'm like, that shit's annoying and would piss me off.
I'm 21 and I find that shit annoying.
Well, babe, you were driving the bus, literally.
I had just gotten my license. I was the first one to get my license out of all of them.
And that's why you were driving the bus.
And that's why they bought me food, because that's why I agreed.
Okay, so they're ding-dong ditching their hearts into a frenzy. Where does the ex come into play?
Literally having the best fucking time. So we're going like up and down these streets through all these townhomes. And this is like a big townhome community because it's closer to the city I live near, but also really close to where we live. And we get to like one of the final streets, and the friend of the friend, he's like, pull over here, pull over here. And he's like tapping me on the shoulder, insistent that I stop exactly where I was stopped. And I was like, okay, they're going to go up. They're going to do their thing. I'm going to slowly roll forward and, you know, they're going to hop in. We're going to go. Well, they all get out and they're all like cackling, about to piss their damn pants at this point. They get up to the door and this friend of a friend, like they start beating on the door like they normally would. And then I think this friend had a little too much to drink. Because, like I said, I didn't know this guy until after this whole ding-dong ditching situation when I picked everyone up. And he starts kicking the door, and he kicked her fucking door in.
The front door?
Yeah, he kicked the front door in. Like, this was a big, beefy dude.
What in the Goldilocks is happening? What do you mean he just broke down a front door?
Girl, you're telling me I'm the one sitting in the driver's seat with my mouth wide open, like...
Every time I record this show, I always visualize every story, and truly the visual I have in my head is so funny, of just you sitting in a car watching this all go down at 2 a.m. Okay, so he breaks the door down. Do they all go in the house afterwards?
No, they did not go into the house, but the guy that broke down the door, he like sticks his face and his chest in to see if anyone was in the living room, because he's like, oh my God, I just broke down the door. I don't think he meant to, but he did. Like, that bitch fell onto the ground. Their alarms went off on the townhome. I'm just sitting there like, oh my God, I'm an accessory to a crime.
Oh.
I'm like 17 years old.
Oh, well, I mean, you'd only be going to juvie, not like full prison. So at least you've got that.
Oh, bitch, I wasn't getting caught.
Well, yes, that's the ideal. But like, you know, if you did, it's like, okay, at least you're going to juvie, which I actually don't know if that's better or worse than jail. But okay. So you stayed there and waited for them to come back after watching a whole front door get bust down?
Well, yeah, because everyone else, like the other four people, they're already running back to the car, because I think all of them were under the impression they were just going to bang a little louder than usual. And then the friend of the friend said, nah, I'm going to kick in the door.
I would have left that motherfucking friend of a friend. Let me tell you.
I'm such a nice person, though. And they would have been mad if I did leave them. And I was like,
I would be like, I don't know that motherfucker and what I just watched him do. Yeah, I don't think my gas pedal has ever been so horizontal.
So they all like hop back into the car, and then this big beefy ass kid, he's like jogging back to the car, and I'm like, let's fucking go. Everyone gets in the car. I peel wheels out of there, and they're all sitting back there chuckling and like laughing their asses off. And I'm just like, why is this so funny to you all?
No.
I guess you're drunk, but you just kicked in a door and set off alarms.
I would have officially lost my shit. I would have beat them like they were the front door. I mean, holy shit.
Yeah, you're telling me. I was the one that sat there and watched it. And then finally we get down the street and out of that neighborhood, and they take me to go get my, well, I take us to go get my food so I can go drop all of their asses off, because I'm like, what the fuck just happened? And we're sitting there waiting for the food, and one of my friends who brought the friend of the friend, he was like, oh, that's my ex's house, by the way. What? Like, I knew this ex, too. I still know her to this day.
Okay, wait. I know you're the driver, but we're taking a detour. Does she know who it was?
Nope.
So every time you see her, you are sitting on this secret?
Yep. It's not like her and I are close friends, but
But you see her often?
Also not trying to get myself into all of that. Well, because she comes into the bar I bartend at.
Oh, my God. Has she ever talked about it?
No. She has never brought it up, because I don't think she was home that night, but her mother was.
This is so fucking crazy.
I was 17 years old, and the worst thing I did was smoke weed.
Well, that's also illegal, so you might as well have been busting down doors.
Oh, I can't kick in a door, nor do I have any energy to. They were lucky I was willing to drive them that night.
That's so fucking real, Alias. That is so fucking real. Wow. I can't believe. Are you past the statutes of limitation?
Girl, I don't even know what that means. I've just kept my mouth shut to this day.
Well, like, after a certain amount of time, like, you can't get charged for something. Is that real, or did I just make that up?
I'm a business student.
Oh, honey, I went to art school, so I mean, I couldn't be contributing a lower IQ if I tried.
I watch Law and Order, but that is about it.
No, same. That is my criminal background as well. Or not my... Okay, we both have to stop talking, because we're neither of us are admitting to things that I think we'd love to. Wow, so I'm talking to a thief on the run.
Technically, yes.
You should make that like your IG bio or something.
Oh, it was in my Tinder bio for quite a while.
Wait, girl, you cannot admit to something like that and have your face attached to it.
Oh, I didn't admit to what I did.
Oh, you did like the two truths and a lie?
Did not admit to what I did. I just said, I'm low-key a criminal, though.
Girl, you're insane. You're insane. Oh my God.
What's even better is if you knew me, you would never guess that that ever happened.
Oh my God. It's like real life traitors. I'm obsessed.
Like, I live by myself. I have my cats. I'm nice and quiet. I bartend. I'll drink every now and then. But other than that, I don't do much.
Honestly, you just described a perfect day. Honestly.
It is my perfect day.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Just not breaking down someone's front door.
Girl, I know. And when it happened, I wish I could give you like a beautiful picture of what my face looked like, because the utter shock that went all over my body. Probably another reason I didn't leave, because I was like wiping my eyes. Did that really just fucking happen? It did. It did.
It did. And here you are living to tell the tale.
The guy that knocked down the door, he did go to jail, but not for breaking and entering on that occasion. He went to jail for something else.
What was that something else? Do you know? Come on now.
I think it was an assault charge.
Oh my God. Who filed it? The front door?
No, it wasn't even related to that incident at all. I think it was 6 months after he ended up going to jail for an assault charge against someone else.
Oh my God. Wow, he sounds like a fun friend of a friend to know.
Oh, he was something. And then I saw him like at a couple parties afterwards, after that event. And he comes to me at the party maybe like 3 weeks after that incident happened. He's like, oh yeah, by the way, they're looking for whoever knocked down that door. I was like, of course they are. The door fell flat on the floor as if it were in a goddamn cartoon.
The way I would be like, well, I don't know what you're talking about. Good day, stranger.
That's exactly what I did.
Oh my God. Well, thank you for sharing this with us. This was honestly, thank God I know that I'll never end up in this situation now, but God, if I were back in like high school or college, this would be added to the list of paranoias.
Oh, it was quite a ride, babe. But at least I got my pizza at the end of it.
But at least you got your pizza. And I think that's the most beautiful part of the story, mostly because there's really nothing else beautiful about it.
I'm pretty sure that night was one of the highest I've ever gotten.
I don't blame you, sister. Oh my God. Well, have a good rest of your day, and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much. I love all your content. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a good one, Chris.
You too. Bye. Wow. I can't imagine adding that to my high school resume. I'm like trying to think of like in that situation, I think I would just try and forget. But then I think I'd be paranoid that someone else would talk or like rope me in. Anyways, I don't have to worry about it. I have not been roped into any crimes. Thank God. That call did remind me, if you want to be on an episode of Chris vs. the People, be sure to go to the description and fill out the form, and you just might be one of the calls. But now we've got Sierra on the line. Hi, Sierra. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. Now, why did you have a falling out with your longtime roommate over a bathroom dispute? What was the dispute?
Oh, gosh. Where do I begin?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
So I have to give some backstory.
Give us those back shots.
So I broke up. Okay. So to go from the beginning, I had ended a 4-year like toxic abusive relationship right before COVID started. Then I ended up getting into a friends with benefits situation.
As one does, totally normal.
Yeah, with a friend that I had known for over 10 years.
Whoa. I mean, that feels like a whole separate story of its own. I suddenly am awake. I'm like, oh my God, I am getting the nosy tea that I've been wanting all week.
No, he's an angel, but...
Like, as in he's dead?
No.
Oh.
He's very much alive.
Well, I am so happy to hear that. I don't know why you sang it like that. I was like, oh, he's like an angel. He's with God. Capital G.
No, he's very much on this earth still.
Well, good for him. That makes two of us.
And then, so...
So you're in a friends with benefits situation with a friend of over a decade.
Yeah, and I had been staying with him at his house for a while because I had a lot of... There's a lot of lore to this, okay?
Okay, can I just jump to what the dispute was?
Yeah.
And then we can pick up the story because, like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, is it, like, don't get railed in the bathroom? Like, I'm, like, so confused where this is going, but I want to know the dispute while you tell this story.
Yeah. So, me and my long-term, like, friends with benefits situation broke up, and I was like, I have to move back into my original house. And they were like, oh, we're going to double your rent. And you have to ask us permission before we have anyone over. And I was like, okay, whatever.
Oh my God. They gave you like the real landlord special. What the fuck?
Literally. And just a preface, they do not work. And I work a full-time job. And I was like, I cannot afford for my rent to be doubled right now. But I was like, I'll move most of my stuff back in. And I still stayed with like my friends with benefits for the while. I just crashed on his couch.
Wait, the gears are finally turning upstairs. How the fuck are you going to be paying double the rent and needing to ask permission? If I were paying double the rent every month, I would say, no, actually, I tell you what to do. Like, what?
Yeah, and like any of my friends I've ever brought over before, they have always gone along with. Like, I've always kept to myself. I've spent like 3 hours cleaning the kitchen, like cleaning up after other people. So like I keep to myself as a roommate. And so like I moved, like I already had most of my stuff over there before I moved back in. And but I was like, I cannot afford to pay double the rent. So I still stayed with my friends with benefits at the time, but I had my shower stuff at the house. So I would shower there. And they told me I could have the shower in the hallway. Like they made it sound like it was like, that's my bathroom. Okay. So...
Is there something bad about the hallway bathroom? Like, I'm confused. I think we're missing some context there.
Okay, so there is a shared bathroom. So, like, in the basement, I have my roommate's aunt was living next to me, and we had a shared bathroom. And she had that shared bathroom. So I said, I'll take the bathroom in the hallway. Like, that was my original bathroom anyways.
And that seems nice because it's not a shared bathroom.
Exactly.
Oh, so this is like your roommate doing kind of a nice thing.
Yeah, because she was already using the shared bathroom.
Got it. Okay, sorry. I can like unball my fist. I was like ready to fight. I'm like, what's so bad about this hall bathroom? Give it to me now.
You're going to have to ball your fist back up later.
Oh my God, why?
So I had that, I thought I had that bathroom to myself, and I had left a sex toy in the shower after I had used it because I thought like, oh, this is my own bathroom, whatever. And the next time I showered, somebody had thrown my hand towel over the sex toy and it was soaked. Obviously, because they like showered. So somebody else was using my shower. And I had brought it up to my roommates, who are also the owners of the house, who I've known for like 10 years. And they were like, we don't know who would be using your bathroom. Like, that makes no sense. Like, they were confused. Okay. So the next time I used the shower, there was like a bunch of like hair clogged in it. In the drain, right?
Well, now we've got DNA. Let's send it to the lab and let's get this person.
I literally had to like dig it out with my toes because...
Okay, you didn't need to share that. That out of like the last 21 episodes I've done might be the grossest thing I've heard.
And I was making a collection on the corner of the shower because I was like, this is obviously not my hair. Like, I'm a blonde bitch. Like, this is not my hair.
Why did I know that you were a blonde bitch? How did I know? I could just sense it, one blonde to another.
Hell yeah. And I had sent a text to my one roommate, and I was like, hey, who's ever using my bathroom, can they at least clean up after themselves? Because, like, that's, like, the bare minimum.
Totally. Yeah.
And then he left me on read. He never responded. And I was like, okay. And then the next time I went over to shower, I noticed I had, like, a couple of items of clothes on the floor, like in the corner, like just to give you some like preference. It's all of my stuff in the bathroom, okay?
Some preference?
Yes. that might not be the right term.
It's not at all, but give us some preference. I'm fucking dead.
It was all of my items in the bathroom. Like, nobody else had anything in there. Okay. So I still think this is like my bathroom. And I had a couple of items of clothes on the floor and like in the corner, like out of the way. And the next time I went over there, they were like, those clothes were disappeared and I didn't know where they were. And then I looked in the cabinet under the sink with my cleaning supplies. And somebody had shoved my clothes into that cabinet under the sink.
So who's doing this?
We're going to find out. Okay. Well,
I'm on the edge of my seat. Let's get to it. Oh, my God.
And so I left a note. Like, I did a handwritten note, and I taped it to the mirror.
No, you did a handwritten note taped to a mirror?
It was so... sweet though. I was like, please stop touching and moving my stuff. Thank you, Sierra. Like, that's what it said. And it even had a smiley face on it. Okay.
Yeah, but that makes it even more passive aggressive.
I could have been way more passive aggressive.
No, like leaving a note when you guys live under the same roof and then you finished it with a smiley face? Hey, stop touching my stuff, smiley face. Oh my God, if a roommate left that for me, I'd be like, excuse me?
Okay, but like, I don't know who's doing it. Like,
how many roommates do you have? I mean, are you living in the cheaper by the dozen house? What's happening?
It's like a mini mansion, pretty much, okay? And so everyone else living there is like related to the owners.
Oh, okay. So a note really does make sense. I apologize for giving you all of that preference.
Okay, well, just to be fair, the person living next to me in the room next to me is related, is literally the sister of the mother who is the mother of the owner who bullied me for a year. So
I lost that family tree. I got lost on the way, but like, that's wild.
So, but we've never spoken to each other. Like, we've literally never said a word to each other. So I thought it was her or her daughter that was using my bathroom. And so anyways, the next time I texted my roommates, I was like, someone is like moving my stuff and touching my stuff. And like, this is like unacceptable at this point. And then my roommate sent me like a novel of a text back being like, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that like it was my brother who was using your bathroom because his shower doesn't work. And they had never communicated that to me. Like, they never told that to me.
So you're not even your roommate. Your roommate's brother has been using your bathroom and covered up your sex toy?
Yeah. And he's like mentally not all there. Like, he's mentally unwell. So like, I sympathize. But he's also not at the house all the time. I rarely see him there. So, like, why would I think it was him?
Because he's never there.
Literally. And so I was like, okay, if he would have just communicated that with me, I would have been like, oh, okay, and acted accordingly. Like, understandable. I get it. But then the next time I went to the house, my bathroom was literally trashed. Like, I'm talking, like, the stuff that was put away on the sink was, like, violently shoved onto the floor. I had a bin in the hallway that had my other bathroom stuff that was dragged into the bathroom and tipped over. Like, somebody went, like, full ham.
Oh, my God. So what is the debate here?
So I had texted my roommate, like, one of the owners of the house, and I was like, you need to talk to your brother because this is, like, this is violent at this point. And he was like, I don't think it was my brother. We've been out of the house for 2 weeks and he hasn't been there. And I'm like, well, obviously somebody did this. Somebody who's pissed at me. And they were like, well, we had two showings for the house. And I was like, well, nobody who did a house showing is going to target my bathroom and like throw my shit all around.
I'm assuming it's the homeowner.
No, because they were out of town for like 2 weeks, and I don't think it was them, but I am suspecting that it was my next-door roommate.
The bully?
The sister of the woman who bullied me for a year.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what is the bathroom dispute?
That's the bathroom dispute. That's it. It's just that I thought it was my bathroom, and then, like, people started, like, are, like, targeting me, like,
oh my God, I thought it was like, am I breaking my roommate's boundary in the bathroom or something? Oh my God.
No, that's it.
I mean, if I didn't know it before, I definitely know it now. You are a blonde bitch. I don't know why I interpreted your submission differently in my head. Like, I thought we were like settling a dispute. Oh my God, you're just like telling the story time of some guy that you barely know trashing your bathroom and covering your sex toy.
I guess this might be more of like, am I the asshole than anything?
I don't think you're the asshole. If you were, I definitely think you're in the right of being annoyed that people are using our bathroom, but who assigned you that bathroom again?
Like, the owners of the house.
Oh, so the person that you were texting?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, there definitely should have been some communication. You don't live there still, do you?
No, I'm actually, they are losing the house, so they gave me a month to find somewhere else to live, and...
Wait, what do you mean they're losing the house?
Like, it's going into foreclosure, baby.
This is a fucking roller coaster I want to get off of.
My roommate's mom also tried to fuck me one time. So if you want me on the after show, let me know.
I'll think about it, Sierra. You are the most, I don't know what your next move is. And honestly, that scares me.
I actually have a place set up, so I'm good. I'm Gucci.
All right, good. Well, thank you for sharing this roommate. This roommate dispute. What a thrilling ride.
I'm sorry it didn't go the way you expected.
Oh my God, no. I had a great time. I'm like always that person that like never knows that we're at the end. And then I'm like, and then what? And then people are like, Chris, that's it. And I'm like, what? Like, I always build shit out in my head so much more. Anyways, speaking of a mentally ill roommate, that is me. That is what Booger and Worm are talking about right now. I'm the mentally ill roommate. Oh, God. Well, it was so nice talking to you, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too, beautiful.
Thank you so much. You're very kind.
You too. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. Oh, my God. That is so funny. That is so fucking funny. I genuinely thought that they're like, when she was talking about the friends with benefits, I was like, oh, they're like gonna have sex in the bathroom, and then like that's going to be the dispute. I didn't realize it was like a story time of a dispute from the past. Does this make sense, or is a gummy hitting the tower? Let me know. I'm very curious to hear that, because we have our next call. Hey, Karan, welcome to Chris vs. the People. Now, we're solving if you're the asshole for getting mad that your boyfriend went through your notes knowing you begged him not to and he found some stuff.
Yes. Okay, so I'm kind of bad with going on tangents, so like feel free to redirect me if like needed.
Okay, I'll say stay on topic.
Thank you. I need that. So like starting off, we're both 21. We're a couple months apart and I turned 22 in November, and this is like my first real relationship. And, I knew him when we were like 13, 14, but we were never really close, but like in like 15, and I always thought he was super cute. And then, so like we kind of reconnected February, and then kind of like we went on a date and then like just clicked instantly. And it's weird for me because, like, I don't know if this is kind of trauma dumping. I don't know how dark I'm allowed to get on here. But, like, I've been single for about 2 years because my ex situationship. So I thought he ghosted me and left me for his ex because, like, 2023, the beginning, like, I got a text from my best friend because her boyfriend at the time shared an ex with my situationship and said that the ex posted my situationship. And so I was so mad, and I thought that like he got back together with her. So it turns out the reason she posted him, it was a GoFundMe, and I got ghosted physically because like he pretty much was like killed by his best friend. And so like that kind of turned me off for 2 years and like not want to date. And but like, yeah, so it's weird for me to be in a relationship like, I'm used to it now because we've been dating since February pretty much, but it was just so weird. But, and I kind of will get back into that later because I'm talking about his trust issues.
So you've reconnected with this kid that you like knew when you were 15.
Yeah.
And he has trust issues and you got ghosted, which caused you to be single for 2 years.
I got ghosted physically because he died. I thought he'd left me for his ex, but he was dead the entire time. So,
I didn't understand what you meant by physically ghosted the first time. I was over here looking like a lost fucking dog.
Sorry, I should have specified.
Oh, he died. Well, that is definitely the most creative way I've heard someone describe someone dying, is that you were physically ghosted. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's been 2 years now, so I can joke about it.
Oh, you were like, how dark can I get? And I was like, that is why you asked the question, is because you got ghosted?
Yeah.
Got it. Wow. Good morning and hello, Chris. Okay.
Yeah, that whole situation was crazy because, like, I was hanging my best friend and I were hanging out with him and his best friend, like, my ex-situationship. And then, like, I kind of ended up ghosting him first, like, mentally, because I kind of like, I was like, okay, this is like not going to get anywhere. Like, I don't know if I can trust him.
Yeah.
And then, so I took him off of everything. And then I find out like for the 2 months, I was thinking he left me for his ex, but then the 2 months he's been dead. So,
Okay, wait, we've got to get back on target here.
You know what, girl, you're right. Okay, anyways.
Okay, so we have like somewhat of the background. Why did you beg your boyfriend not to go through your notes? What was in your notes?
Well, it's nothing horrible. It's just like stuff before him, just like very, like, just like embarrassing, a little too vulnerable for me. Like, and like, just like old stuff from like 2020 where like I was really going through it, especially like just embarrassing stuff. And
oh my God. So like he, okay. So basically, you're begging him just not to look through your journal.
Yeah, pretty much, because I've given him free rein. So like, if you want to go through my messages, like say you just like, you can't trust me for a second, like you're just, you can go through my messages, my Instagram. I've given him full like permission to do that. But I said, please just don't go through my notes. Like, and he would be like, oh no, like I get that. Like stuff in my notes is like embarrassing too.
Oh, okay, wait, I was gonna say, like, okay, the way you're making it sound definitely sounds sus.
Yeah.
But the fact that he was on the same page is...
Yeah, I told him. I was like, I won't go through your notes if you won't go through my notes. He was like, we have a deal.
But also, now that I think about it, it's like, what are you doing in your notes that's going to catch you for cheating? Like,
exactly.
That would be in like DMs or texts or pictures. Okay.
Literally,
so,
and that's what I'm giving him permission.
Right. So why did he end up going into your notes?
That's a good question. I kind of, like, I think he just, like, he told me, like, he just saw my phone open and just wanted to know what was in there since I've asked him not to go through there, apparently. Like,
okay, so you said very well communicatedly, I have a boundary. And he said, okay, dope, I acknowledge that boundary. And then, oh, the phone is open, let me go through the forbidden forest?
Let me cross it. Yeah, exactly that. And what he found alone, I, like, so basically the morning that he found out, like, he was being kind of weird. Like, he was asking questions like, are you sure, like, you love me and stuff like that. I was like, yes, like, what's wrong with you? Because I was, like, wondering maybe he had, like, a bad dream, like, because he'll have dreams sometimes that, like, I cheat on him or, like, just crazy dreams. Like, one time he thought, like, I was cheating on him with Drake, like, in his dream. Like, shit like that. So I thought he was thinking of something like that.
That's a fucking nightmare.
No, I was like, yeah, trust me, you don't have to worry about that. But, like, he was just, like, being kind of distant, but he was still being nice and normal, but just not 100% like how he normally is.
So were you like, did you go through my fucking diary?
No. So what had happened, I trusted him not to do that. And we were in the line to get Dunkin' Donuts. And then I was like, what is wrong? Like, are you okay? And he was like, okay, you might get mad or you might think it's funny. And I was like, what did you do? And he goes, so I went through your notes. And I was like, I immediately was just so pissed off. I was like, what? Like, and he goes, I found out, like, okay, so basically I did lie a little bit about something. Like, in the beginning of the relationship, we talked about, like, our sexual history and stuff. And before I say anything else, like, I've been tested, like, we've both been tested, like, before we started having any sex or anything. So, like, kind of in my teenage years, like, I found validation from men, even just, like, just gross men, and I've grown out of that. It's been years. But I have had some people that I'm a little ashamed of. And so I did lie by, like, two people about my body count. I think I told him he was, like, my fifth, when in reality, I think he was, like, my seventh, only because I just was embarrassed for myself. Like, I knew he wouldn't judge me. I was just, like, embarrassed. And, like, some of the people, like, he knew from school in the past, like, and I just was so embarrassed. And so he found a full body count list that I made with my best friend.
Okay. Lying by two is like men lying by 2 inches on, like, Hinge or something. That is fucking fine. And also, it's none of his fucking business how many, like, are you in it now or are you in it because you're number five? Like,
exactly.
That's so fucking stupid. On a side note, what's your Dunkin' order?
Oh my God. Okay. It changes. It's either an iced Dunkin' latte or I get just an iced vanilla with toasted almond and caramel and, almond milk.
Ooh, wow.
Well, it's a lot, but it's so good. It changes every time, like, how good it is, but...
You make my coffee order sound so fucking boring.
No, mine's probably filled with, like, sugar, so it's fine.
I'm dead. Okay, so I don't think you're the asshole for getting mad at him when you not only set an expectation... But then he also acknowledged it and agreed to it. Did you got to go through his fucking notes?
I have never been through his notes because I told him, I was like, I understand. Like, I respect your boundary. And I thought that it would be reciprocated because also, like, he found one other thing. And this one was just more embarrassing for me. It was just, like, a bunch of, like, manifestation stuff from the past before I met him. And it was, like, me trying to, like, manifest my dream man, like, desperate times, call for desperate measures.
Honey, I would be lying if I said I haven't been there. Trust and believe.
You gotta do what you gotta do. You know what? Like,
in this economy, you gotta do what you gotta do.
You gotta create your own man at this point. Like, but yeah, so, like, he's a little shorter, and in my notes, like, for my dream man, it was, like, 6 feet, like, brown eyes, and he has blue eyes. And so, like, he brought it up and he was like, I'm just not mad, I'm just, like, really upset, like, just sad, you know, like, and then why did, like, you lie to me about the body count, but, like, I'm not mad, like, and just hurt. And I was like, I'm hurt. And then he, what made me more mad too, is what he was saying. Like, he was saying that I never told him not to go through my notes. And I was like,
he did not gatekeep and then girl boss and then gaslight.
Exactly. I was like,
are you still with this man?
Unfortunately.
Wait, we're going to unpack that fucking answer. Granted, it was one word, but it said everything. You shouldn't be saying unfortunately. I mean, do you like him or do you just feel like it's easier to stay in it than, like, get out?
I do love him. And I think on a basis line, we have a good relationship. But I feel like I've been single for so long because I've been very strict. So, like, I just know kind of in some ways, like some things like that. In the past, I would be like instantly cut off. But like, I feel fucked up because like I'm so far into, not so far in the relationship, but like I feel kind of deep into it. And I know I can leave, but like, it's kind of bad because I feel like I'm waiting for the final thing, which is not healthy.
Do you see yourself with him long term? Because you should never really be saying, I love him, and then have but follow that.
That's very true. I definitely do, because like I feel like the way that we like are, like, it's, and again, in this economy, like normally, like, it's like very, very good, and that does sound bad to say out loud, but like our issues just revolve around mostly his trust issues.
I fear I know the answer. Is he in therapy?
No, but he is actually going to be, because like we've talked about it, and I told him, if you don't like chill the fuck out with your trust issues when I know I'm not doing anything, then this, we cannot grow together and there's no point to being together. So he actually is taking steps to go to that.
Fuck yeah. Go off. Wait, that sounds productive.
Yeah. And I just like, I've given him an open space. I was like, if you ever feel like you're going crazy, like you need reassurance, let me know. Because in his past, like his ex-girlfriend, like cheated on him with his best friend and like stole his money from his mom, stole money from him, stole money from like.
It honestly, it doesn't really matter what's happened to him, because like if something happens to you, it's up to you to find resolve. Like, if you broke your arm, you wouldn't just like, oh, well, it is what it is. If you have those issues and you're aware that you have those issues, he should be wanting to take care of them to not jeopardize the relationship he's in with you. Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Period.
That's very right. Period. Yeah. And that's what I've told him. And I think I feel like in a way I'm betraying myself in the sense where I told myself I would stay single until, like, I wouldn't have to tell a man that.
Yeah, but, I mean, babe, you can't plan the future like that.
Yeah, that's
unfortunately
true.
Like, it's ideal to do that, but if you meet someone who does it for you, then, I mean, like, what? Because you have some, like, abstract, non-physical plan? And like, for like, what is being single that long gonna do for you?
That's true. Yeah, it's just like, yeah, especially with like men too. I feel like it's kind of hard to find. It can be hard. I don't know if this is rude to say, like, to find an objectively kind of good man all the way. At least for me, I think I might be too strict. Or...
No, that is a very. It took me 31 years, 31 and a half. So like, no, that is a very accurate statement. But Karan, no, I do not think you are the asshole for getting mad. That is like the final verdict. Clack, clack, clack on the little thing. Do you think you're the asshole?
I don't at first. I think I just overthought everything and got in my head. And I even posted on the Too Hot Takes subreddit about it. But I had to delete it because like it got too much and people were like, the dumb little girl will never leave. I was like, shit, you're right.
Oh my God. Well, not me echoing that. Jesus, this is the only time Reddit and I will ever agree on something. Oh my God.
And that's right, because I feel like I've seen like stories of like girls talking about their partner and being like, but like, I'm going to stay. And then I'm like, girl, like, get the fuck out. So
give yourself an expiration date. If things that you have communicated with him aren't met by a certain time or you're not seeing progress, then it's like, okay, I've given him the chance. I've like, you can't sacrifice your life for somebody else. Like, that's just, that's not it, sis.
That's very true. And I just like, I can't like, the only issue again is just like that, like the trust. And then it's just not fair on me to like hold all of that when like, just like there's a line, like I'm here for you, but there's a line when like, again, like going back to the ex-dead situationship, like once he got like just kind of sad, because I guess like I had, when he first died, I made a playlist like kind of for myself, but for him too. And then he was kind of upset, like my boyfriend was kind of upset, because he was just like, oh, it just makes me sad, like you have his playlist public, but you don't have mine. And I was like, bro, like on Spotify, public on Spotify. I was like, I'm not even thinking about that.
Your boyfriend respectfully sounds so motherfucking insecure. And it sounds like he needs to get his shit together, because he clearly cannot accommodate someone else, let alone his own needs. Point blank, period.
I cannot disagree with you there.
Your boyfriend is pissing me off, honestly.
Real as fuck.
Like, all love, all peace, all whatever the fuck. But, like, homeboy's pissing me off. But the final verdict, no, you are not the asshole. And I hope you prioritize yourself, young lady, okay?
Thank you so much. I will take your advice into the greatest of hearts.
Oh, God. That
I truly will. The expiration date, you are correct. Like,
I'm telling you, it's like the greatest. It's the greatest thing to do is set a concrete date, like in a calendar, tell a friend, make it known, like not obviously to him, but, yeah. Or I mean, tell him, like, if you don't, like, if I'm not seeing changes, yeah, like, it's like, I love you, but I can't put my life on hold.
Yeah. I will say too, though, like, I think this happened maybe, I don't know when I submitted the request, but it has been like 2-3 months and we haven't had any issues since then. So, but you never fucking know again. With
I'm like, are you justifying still being in it?
Probably. I'm a little in denial.
It's okay. Denial's a river in Egypt, babe. Thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank
you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much and have a good rest of your day.
Of course. May I say one more little thing?
Yeah.
So I also want to say I love watching your podcast at my work. I work at a nonprofit animal shelter. Would it be okay if I like shouted it out?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, period. Okay. I work at Helotes Humane Society. If anyone wants to donate or anything, we're kind of going through it. We have a dog. I have my TikTok, Helotes Humane Society. We have a dog named Robbie who's been there for like 6 years trying to get him out. He hates men. So if you're a lesbian and with no cats and you want a dog, adopt Robbie or donate Helotes Humane Society.
Period. That was so cute.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God, thank you. I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's interesting being in my first relationship and then hearing stories like that, because it's like a good barometer of like, how do I feel in mine? Wow, I feel great in mine. I am so sorry to Karan, but your boyfriend pissed me off. Not him gaslighting you that you never communicated. That like alone should have been like the straw that broke the motherfucking camel's back. Okay, we have our final caller on the line. Hi, Lemon. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. Now, what is going on with your friend? You thought your friend offed herself, but then she showed up again 2 years later, but you never told anybody else in your life, so everyone thinks she's dead still.
Yep. That's the basic summary of it. Yeah, it was a whole thing.
So how long did you know this friend?
It was like a year and a half, so not too long.
Okay. And how close were y'all?
We were like pretty close, but it was like an internet friend that I met on Tumblr, and it was like 2014.
Oh, okay. Got it.
You know,
so you like never physically were in the same place as this friend?
No.
Okay, that like eliminates most of my questions, because I'm like, well, if you told people she's dead and then your guys are like kikiing down the street, would they not be like, huh? But got it. So it's an internet friend. What made you think that this happened to them?
Well, we got, I mean, being that it was 2014 Tumblr friends, you know, we were both very mentally unwell.
Well, yeah, we're on Tumblr.
Exactly. You get it. And there was one night we got into a whole argument, and then she starts talking about, you know, oh, I'm going to do this.
What was the argument over?
I don't even remember. I think it was like I said something that triggered her about whatever, and that I was 14, she was 14, neither of us handled it well.
You were both 14. That says it all.
Right.
Okay, so you guys are having a conversation that it turns into a disagreement.
Right.
And she threatens to do this?
Yeah. And then eventually just stops responding entirely.
But was she still posting?
No. She just, like, disappeared off the face of the earth. Like, wasn't responding to messages, wasn't, like, anywhere online.
Oh, my God. Were you, like, freaking out?
Yep. Yep. And I was, you know, doing the whole, like, I'm blaming myself. And it was a hot mess. I was a hot mess.
I mean, that is so understandable. That is so fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was, you know, bad time for a while.
No, it sounds like a really bad time. So how did she show up again?
Well, eventually, I hate to admit this, but I was still on Tumblr like 2 years later.
Oh, in 2016, girl, same. Like, hello.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thanks. I'm glad it's not just me. I get a random message from like a new account being like, hey, it's so and so, how you been?
Girl, no, how ya been? I'm dead. I would love that kind of confidence and like self-assuredness in life. Like,
right.
I'm so jealous of that. Hey, how ya been? That takes some big motherfucking balls.
Right.
What did you say?
I don't think I even ever responded. I think I was just like shocked for so long of like not knowing what to say that eventually just got to the point where I was like, well, it's been too long now.
One of my best friends and old roommate, that is so him. Like, like 2 months have gone by and he's like, well, I can't respond now.
Right.
I mean, if I
log back in, it's probably still there.
Oh, my God. Should we log back in and message her?
Oh, my God.
I wonder where she is a decade later.
Right. I don't want to know.
No, that's so real. Holy shit. Do people in your life still talk about her or anything?
Kind of. Like, because, I mean, the whole 2014 situation was, like, traumatizing in its own way.
Yeah. So everybody was, like, helping you through that. I'm assuming.
Right.
Okay.
So when it like comes around, they're like, hey, how are you? Like, are you doing okay? And I'm like, yeah. P.S. She's not really dead, but like still got traumatized like she was.
Oh, my God. That is. Why have you not just been like, oh, have I not told you? Like, she popped back up on Tumblr. I have no idea what's going on. Like,
I don't know.
Every year, people are like handing you a flower for this girl they think is dead.
Damn near. Probably the same reason I never messaged her back, because I'm like, it's been so long. And I'm like, well, what do I do now?
Oh my God. That's so funny. I feel like you have no interest in messaging her back.
Not at this point, but you know, maybe for the bit.
I mean, there would definitely be a bottle of wine on a Friday night, and I would be typing up a storm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow. That is really an insane, like, situation to be in, like, with where we are in the world, like, and, like, obviously where we were, like, with the internet and everything. Like, that is so fascinating to me of, like, these parasocial relationships and how they bleed in to like real life.
It was a parasocial relationship before we called them that.
It was. Oh my God. I feel like I'm like sounding like I'm about to write a thesis or something. I'm not, just for the record, but wow.
Oh, me neither.
Oh my God. Do you like laugh about this or are you like traumatized?
You know, a little of both.
Yeah. I feel like you have to almost laugh at this because first of all,
exactly.
It's actually insane. And two, otherwise, like what is there to do?
Right.
Wow, Lemon, thank you so much for sharing this.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you.
Give the dogs extra treats for me.
You know what? I will. Just for you.
Thank you.
Of course. Bye.
All right, bye.
Holy shit. I can't imagine being... Wait, does that mean that they were born in the year 2000? If they're 14 in 2014, I'm going to be sick. I just talked to someone who was born in the year 2000. I'm going to be sick. But wow, I had like internet friends that I had never met, and I can't imagine telling my mom about them. So like the fact that, I mean, I guess if he's like sobbing, then it's like, yeah, okay, I had a friend who isn't responding and she said she was gonna, wow. That's traumatizing as fuck at 14. Oh my God. Well, that is the end of today's episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Again, if you want to be on a future episode of Chris vs. the People, be sure to fill out the form. The link is in the description. If you're in or around Phoenix, Arizona, get tickets. And thanks so much. If this was your first time tuning in, be sure to subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts. And we have video episodes up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@ChrisVSThePeople. I am going to go light up and head on over to the after show, which you can catch on patreon.com/ChrisClemens. The link for it will be in the description. And I will see you guys next week. Bye.